ran, like I said, we put in a 3% tax raise, and it started this month. We would like to get a study done and see what we need to bring it back up even higher than that, but we won't do that till next year. Or a contingency into that payment for repairs, like you were saying, we need to set aside certain amounts of monies to facilitate breakdowns or repairs or replacement. And as I understand now, a replacement pump is over $10,000. We have nothing like that in our finances for running the sewer. It's just, it's caught up to what we had coming in last year. And so we had nothing going for any preventive. So we really need some help getting this back on track with the repairs that we need from this last storm. And like I said, we'll take a study, get it done, and then we'll call a meeting with the people at Taneyville and see if they're willing to pay another 5% rather than a 3% raise next year to help take care of this. If they don't want it, then we may go to the part of discussing of giving it to somebody else to take care of. But we really would like to be able to be self-sufficient as a town.
Why are you wanting to hold on to the sewer if you can't afford it when you know the rates would not be more than what $37.50 is going to pay?
It ends up being around $39. What's the extra? Is that taxes or fees or what's the?
$37.50 is what I pay each month.
Did it go down a little? Oh.
That was a couple of years ago.
Okay, I'll say when I had it, it was.
No.
It's gone down.
See, that's.
And if you have a problem.
Thanks.
And if the customer has a problem, all they've got to do is call that number on the bill to the sewer department and they'll be out there and.
As we've had, Mrs. Beal is the only one that's had a problem of this nature. And we were in the middle of a rainstorm. They had to go to all 10 lift stations and back to the plant. She is the only one that had a problem out of the system as it was functioning at the time. Now, like she said, there used to be a generator that the portable used to set down on her property. It was moved when, I don't know, and for what reason, I don't know, from her property to the pump station to where it's at now.
You do realize that a health hazard was created when that sewage came up into her house.
Then. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And so what do we do? How do you handle that then health-wise?
Right now they're asking for a $25,000 to $30,000 emergency request. So I think that's what we need to make
Besides
sure we stay on.
Besides that, my mom's 100 years old. If she might have got up and walked into her bathroom, don't tell them what would
happen. And again, I don't disagree with that.
I
don't disagree with that. We are agendized for requesting for funds for emergency. We're not here to discuss if you guys are willing to take over or not take over the sewer.
So yeah. If we approve the emergency funds for the people, because it's important that it work properly, and we approve it, and am I understanding then you guys are going to do a rate study and speak with to see what would make it sustainable, and so you could have enough if something happened, and you could have generators there.
Yes, ma'am.
That would, and you'll see what it will cost the people for that.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you're talking about a public meeting to see if they want to pay this higher rate than that. And
right. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about a reasonable rate. We're not looking to hold on to make money out of this. We are trying to function as a village and keep the village containable. But if it can't be containable and we can't take their rates way out, then we would have to let it go.
Regarding the emergency funds, the situations Chris has explained, they're real and they are important and critical. Mm-hmm. And what Chris is, in order to transfer these funds, we need the funding agreements, and they have to be reviewed by the attorney. So what Chris is wanting to do was wanting the approval from the commission that they would support the emergency funds so he could go ahead and start ordering these parts and pieces and trying to get this stuff put back together, with the suppliers understanding that it could take a little while for us to get the paperwork together, even though we're going to move as fast as we can to get those agreements approved in the process. But he could start today to move forward to order these pieces that he needs to put to repair this equipment.
And I'm okay one way or the other. I'm just caught in the middle. I'm the management company. If they decide to give the Tane County Sewer District, I shared with Brad, I'll share our knowledge, what we've learned over the years with it, showing, you know, the idiosyncrasies of running the system, or work with these folks and continue to do that. That's just right now. You know, I've got all of these things that need done and no money.
I would say that we've looked at the discharge monitoring reports over the last 4 months, and the plant's running great. So the plant's putting out a great quality of effluent, so there's no problem with that.
Water when you don't have 7 inches of water coming out at the same time.
So, I mean, I think it's been maintained and taken care of as far as the wastewater facility. It's just these issues have all come up on them at once. And
they had no reserve. They
no money
have
what
they should have had in
right.
the No bank to maintain it.
That's correct. That's the emergency's money.
Took it over. They didn't.
Somebody's holding her hand up. She was holding her hand up.
Yes, ma'am. In a Facebook conversation with Chris I had back in February, I believe it was, he informed me that his company, Greenway, which I didn't know the name of his company at that time, that they had spent close to $1 million to upgrade the sewer system in Taneyville.
Well, I'm assuming whenever it says that his company, I'm sure those funds came from the county.
Yes. What the $750,000 for the...
I'm sorry, ma'am, do what?
You're assuming the money came from where?
The county.
The county?
Yeah, we gave a lot of money last year,
2018.
So DNR came through and said, hey, you're... fluency or there was something wrong with the water.
More stringent limits.
Yeah.
More stringent limits.
So they changed the classification of a waterway.
They did, losing stream.
Okay, so they changed, so the state changed the classification of a water stream. So in order to meet those limitations, the county, we used part of the money from the county tax fund in the village of Taneyville as a project, and it added up to about 700 and...
Yeah, a little over 7,000.
A little over $700,000.
Since we've taken it over.
I don't have a clue. That's something you need to talk to them about. And I'm assuming that's a deal between the village and his company. Again, we have nothing to do with that.
We took the plan over.
Real quick, because again, we're here for emergency funds. So I would entertain a motion to support the use of emergency funds in the amount not to exceed $30,000 for the village of Taneyville.
Thank you.
I said I would entertain that motion. I don't know if you heard that or not, or if you want to word it a different way.
No, I was saying all along, you want to help the people, which is village.
You can read my chicken script.
And understanding that you've already said that you're going to evaluate, do the study to see that you will have in order to maintain. And if you find out that you cannot maintain it without creating an enormous fee
right.
on the people, greater than what they could have, then I would hope then you would have discussion.
Absolutely.
And meeting with the people.
Yes.
They want to. And we want what is best for the citizens.
Until this, like I said, until this rainstorm and all this water and 7 hours with no electricity coming into the town at all, we've had outages before. We had one person who had a problem, and that's the only thing the system did was.
Hey guys,
could not.
I'm really trying.
No.
To not just say stop.
Okay.
What we have before us is the need for emergency funds. I've already stated that I would entertain that motion to do that. So I don't know if I need to make the motion or if Ms. Wyatt will make a motion or make her own. But that, I believe, is where we're at.
I'm prepared to make an emergency motion, of emergency funds motion to handle the immediate emergency. to appropriate $30,000 in funds for the Village of Taneyville.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you very much. And please know that we don't take your situation not serious. It's just we have to maintain our...
Then I'm sure... Do you know Brad Albritton?
No, Brad's
sitting right
there. Brad is right there. And I feel confident...
We'll be in recess until 10:30.
He will... talk with you and go over anything and do what is best for the people. Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is my cousin. I'm a lady. I'm a lady.